The state's drought task force met at UC Merced to discuss some of the efforts underway to help people around the state deal with the effects from the drought. California Ag Secretary Karen Ross spoke with AgNet West at the meeting.
So if there is a message that you really wanted farmers to get out of this meeting today, what would it be?
That we are listening. There are limitations on what we can do, but it's really important for us to understand the impacts at the ground level so that we can factor that into our decision making so that where there is flexibility, it can be taken into account. There's no way we can completely eliminate the pain, but there are ways that we can make sure that we continue to act and make decisions that people know we're all in this together. We've done as much as we can so far on flexibility. We will continue to do that as long as there's water in the system to allow us to do that. That's our biggest challenge. This is unlike any other place that I've been since I've been in this state, with the constraints on the system and the sheer lack of water in the system.
Right. And for farmers who couldn't be out here today at this meeting in Merced, is there something else that they can do to make their voices heard or to make sure so that they can individually yes. also feel like
sure.
the panel's hearing?
Well, and part of that, it goes through, you know, we have professional water managers who are really great problem solvers in the state. And so our next set of meetings is with water contractors to make sure we're all on the same page with the information of what we have and what the options are for being able to move and manage that so that every drop can get used in the best way. So making sure that they're working very closely with their water districts and their water systems in that regard. We will be doing other forums in the state because it's important for us, and the governor wants us to be out in the local communities to hear from them.
I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.